So I really believe that in order to start shaking up that vessel, you got to shake up the vessel. Like, literally. I do think movement is a great way to ramp up energy.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Good morning to the lady across the way and across the bay.
Good morning to the woman across the bobbin.
Is bobbin an English word for an English channel?
Yes.
It's not, but just in case people today are like, do you live across the bobbin?
Are you across the bobbin?
Doesn't it sound like it?
Yeah, maybe it is.
You know, now it is. Can we create our own dictionary, like how they have an urban dictionary? Could we do a
questionably awesome dictionary?
Yeah, but we would have to use letters of our name. This is going to take too long for me to think about. So if you could save me during this time.
I'm glad to.
What's been going on in your globe?
Oh, man. You know, last week I got hit hard with a cold.
Oh, no.
You ever had that happen when you get a cold and you're like,
what? Oh, yeah.
I haven't had one of those in like years, I feel like.
Oh, my God. And then if you do any sort of like spiritual work or personal development work, you're like, is this trying to tell me something?
Right. Oh, that's exactly. I'm like, the universe is telling me to slow down. I'm like, but I haven't really. I don't know.
Yeah. And then you're like, maybe it's because I was licking that handrail. Yeah. In Santa Monica.
Yep.
At the busiest spot. I'm like, Evans, just because it tastes like maple syrup does not
don't
mean you
lick
should
it.
Like it. But, you know, whatever. I think it also builds up your immune system.
Yeah, which is why I'm going to continue to lick it.
It's like when, like new moms are like, oh my God, it falls on the floor. And then they eventually just let their kids eat on the floor.
Like what by the time
it's
your
good
second
you.
Or third child comes.
Yeah. It's good for you. It builds up your immune
That's
system.
That's how I was raised.
Second and third child is the toughest.
You just let them go rogue.
Yeah. It's crazy. So you got hit with a cold hard.
Yeah, that's my exciting news. Isn't that exciting?
It really is. Because sometimes your couch can be the most exciting spot in the universe.
Yeah, it really was. But
did
now
you
I'm
get
tired
to heal?
Yeah, I feel like I did.
You don't sound bad.
I don't sound bad at all.
You look great. I would have never known.
Great.
Yeah, you came out of that with flying colors. Really good. Really good recovery. You stuck the landing.
Really good recovery.
So I came off of two masterminds back to back.
You've just been, wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
It was actually one of the biggest blessings of like our entire life, but just the freaking most amazing experiences. Did we talk when we did a Jay Shetty one? Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah.
We did. Okay. And then this last one had amazing guests. And last night we had the farewell dinner
for
the
fun.
FAST Foundations, which is people in their business who are anywhere from $500,000 and down building a business. So you could still be a beginner as long as you are like really actively working on your business. We do application process.
Right.
But it was literally mind-blowing. And last night, so yesterday we did the Virginia Reel to start out the morning, which is
which looks so cool.
So much fun. People were like, what is this? This is amazing. I was like, this is what I call the Virginia Reel. I didn't make it up. We did it at weddings growing up.
You did?
Yes.
Did you learn it in PE?
No.
At school? Because we used to learn like square dances in PE.
But someone did tell me that they did it in school.
Yeah.
They learned that exact dance in school. And they're like, I'm so glad you brought it back. It's like a hoedown. So there was like 45 of us doing a hoedown. It was amazing.
Boy, that's so cool.
It was so fun. So it was how we were all feeling a little stagnant in the morning because we hadn't really worked out in 2 days.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you guys want to move your body? And they're like, yes. I'm like, we are doing the Virginia Reel. So
it was just on a whim.
Well, no, I planned it in the shower.
Yeah.
But that morning, like, because you have to think through it with that big of a group. And I modified it. But anyway, then we had our farewell dinner. We did trivia last night, which was so much fun. But we did make up the trivia questions.
You did?
Yes. It was amazing.
So was it as good as the trivia that we did when we went on the Oprah cruise? Sounds like, you know, it was better.
It was better. But Evans and I, if you did not know this, she was my cruise ship partner and my cabin mate for 7 days.
Yeah.
We did so good. I'm telling you.
We did really good.
But we slipped into a routine like in 2.2 seconds yep. because you realize if you don't, you might die.
You won't survive of boredom.
So every day at around 4, we would head up. We'd go get a latte, watch people put puzzles together.
Yep.
And we would read a book and we'd see it. I actually think it was...
This just makes me laugh so hard about what we did.
It really does. I was like, wait, are we in the right spot or is this walker parking?
We were basically retired.
We were retired. 90s. That's what everybody, when I share this story, they're like, you really did the retirement life.
We retired.
So Evans and I retired together.
Yep.
And we would go read our book, get a latte, or like just do a little work or whatever yep. we had to do. And then right after that, we'd go get dressed and ready for...
Yep.
For dinner.
We'd shower.
Yep. We'd shower, take our time. And then we'd go down to the bar and get one glass of Prosecco, which is accurate for retired life. One glass. And then trivia would start and we'd play trivia and have a good old time.
We'd have a great time.
And then we'd go to dinner and then we'd retire to our quarters.
Yeah. By 9 p.m.
Yeah. It was amazing.
It was a great schedule. Yeah,
it was great. All right. So do you have a quote?
Yes.
Tell me about what that quote is and what it means to you and how it hit your heart when you read it.
So I chose a quote from Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Oh, good one.
He's good.
Yeah.
He said, "Do you live in a minefield or a garden? When we live in a minefield mentality, we explode with the weeds of worry, doubt, fear, lack, and limitation. Choose to cultivate your inner garden."
Ooh.
I liked that.
That is so true because our mind is a battlefield.
Yeah.
Much like love is.
Love is a battlefield.
It really is. Just like if you can conquer your mind and keep it.
Yeah.
What I'm really learning is like my mind needs to stay busy with things that I don't necessarily love all the time. Otherwise, our mind, it's like when the Bible talks about idle hands. Like when you are just kind of like not having plans and you're doing like random stuff, like. You're going to probably go to CVS and start stealing.
You're definitely stealing some mascara at that
totally.
Point.
So get your shit together.
Yeah, stop stealing.
Go to church or something.
Maybe that's what happened with Winona Ryder. Remember when she stole?
Yeah, idle hands.
Yeah, she just didn't have enough on her schedule.
Planet Winona. Who was Winona, right?
You know, she was in Little Women and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when the movie stopped... Her hands started.
And that's when the shoplifting began.
Did. You guys, don't put yourself in that situation. It happens.
It does.
It does. We could be talking to someone right now who's like totally about to go to CVS.
They're in the parking lot of CVS right now.
Don't do it. Go put something on your calendar. Coffee with a friend. Go give back. Help some people.
Yeah. You don't want those long receipts from there anyway.
No.
Go green also. You can go green. Emailed.
All right. Here's my quote. This is from the good quote page.
Oh, that the is great page. Be good.
Yep. "I knew I matured when I realized every situation doesn't need a reaction. Sometimes you just have to leave people to do the things they do, like shoplift."
Oh.
I added like shoplift. But... You know what I'm saying?
I really like that.
Like you just look at people and sometimes you're like, why are they doing that? Or why is this happening to me? Or what's going? No, it's just you guys, that is called life. And the more that you can accept that life is not all it like, and I don't want to be a downer, but literally it's not all roses. Like you wouldn't understand how beautiful the roses are if it was all roses.
Yeah.
So
you wouldn't appreciate them.
No. Have you been to the Bellagio?
Yes.
So what if the world was just constant flower gardens like that?
You that would be
all of a sudden you'd walk through and you'd just be like, I'm late for work.
Move out of my way.
Just stupid flower dinosaur. Cross the street already. I don't know. He's in the middle of the road, by the way.
He's definitely.
Yeah, he was in the way. All right. You have that review?
Yeah, it's really good, Lori.
Okay. I can't wait.
This is from Girl on Fire. She has like 30 E's. I love that her name is Girl on Fire. Ooh, amazing.
I love that.
She says, I absolutely.
That was a fire. That was a cat.
That was a cat on fire, not. Oh, shit. I absolutely love listening to Lori and friends, Evans, Chris, and yes, I even love waffles. Her podcasts have spoken to me. As a broke college student who works two jobs, these podcasts have made me smile, belly laugh, parentheses, Q&A, and also cry with emotion when things just really speak to me. I listen while doing homework, at work, and while working out. I recommend this podcast, and if I could give more than 5 stars, I absolutely would. Thank you, Lori.
Oh my God. Donna on Fuego. Donna is woman in Italian.
Wait, it's just Girl on Fire.
Yeah, Donna and Fuego. Oh. Donna's Girl in Italian and Fuego is, wait, Fuego is fire in Spanish, right?
I thought you were just calling her Donna. I was like, Donna. No, it's not Donna.
Girl on Fire. I don't know. I learned that word yesterday. And then I remembered it was on all of the toilets.
Fuego was?
Donna.
Oh. Yeah, I was like, what's going on in Italy?
Welcome to the fire room. Well, there is a lot of there. Is it arrabbiata sauce or something? How do you say that? It's like a spicy Italian sausage sauce.
And it just makes you poop your pants.
Yeah, fire.
Well, there it is, the poop reference. Whoop, there of the episode.
I don't know what I like better. Whoop, there it is. Or if we should have a button that says poop, there it is. For every time we mention it.
Maybe Ashley can make that button next.
Ashley, I know you're listening. Could you make us that button?
Poop.
She's like, you guys, you can record it on that button I gave you. That's what she's going to say. I think we can record 3 messages on this buzzer. Yeah, you guys, if you don't know what we're referring to, it's like it looks like the easy button, like that you just press and it gives you a message. So we'll have to try it on the next one.
Yeah, we'll try it.
Yeah. Okay, do we have a cue?
Yeah, they're really good.
Awesome.
Okay. This comes from Good Vibes Chelsea.
Wow, this is going to be good.
This is going to be good vibes. How do you gain confidence in yourself at a new job when you doubt yourself constantly?
This is a great question because confidence does not, like, you don't just call on the confidence god and it's like, boom, you're suddenly confident.
You're set.
You're set for life. Confidence comes from action. Mm-hmm. So the only way to get confidence is to do it scared. Yep. And you have to do a lot of those things scared. And you have to start doing, you know, you become familiar. Confidence is also like, I think a huge part of it is familiarity with what you're doing. So are you confident the first time you rode a bike?
No.
You're like, that bike is scary.
Yeah, I'm getting off.
I don't care how cute it is. Like, that's why bikes were so cute and they had cartoons on them and streamers. It's because it was like, get on the death metal tube metal bike. It's not going to come with skulls and crossbones on it. Like this, you could potentially really, like, your kneecaps are going to be bleeding.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't
buckle
do that.
Up.
You don't think about your kneecaps bleeding when you're about to get on the bike. So don't think about failing when you're about to go into your meeting. Like, think about how awesome this potentially could be on the other side. Or think about, like, wow, even if I do fall off this bike, it's so worth it. Like, you have to accept all scenarios for that. But confidence is totally action. So what do you do when you're not confident? Because truly, there's a million things every single day that I'm not confident around.
So many things. Every single moment. I think body language helps a lot.
Ooh, do tell.
You know that Amy Cuddy thing? I feel like I've talked about this before. When you can just stand in the bathroom in Wonder Woman pose and you'll shift.
That is true. Can we do that in public? Like something like that?
Oh, you can totally do it. Just put your hands on your hips and keep your shoulders back.
And you know what's crazy? When you do that, you, like, technically the person with their hands on their hips, as long as it's done in like a really loving way, is like displaying that they are the dominant one in the conversation, meaning just like they're confident, they're willing to lead the conversation, their energy is dominant. You'll gain the respect of people if you're standing confident.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
keep those shoulders back.
Totally. Because do you want to? So, Evans, if you walked into a party and you like really wanted to have a good time, who are you going to go up to? Are you going to go up to the woman who's like hunched over in the corner looking scared? I mean, you might because you're a nice person. Or are you like, here's the deal. I'm going to pick my battles today. I came to this party to have fun, not to be a life coach.
Yep.
You decide.
I'm going to go over to the person who's open.
Yeah, doing a backbend.
Doing a backbend.
And they're just like, my heart chakra's open. Come to me. That's who I'm going to.
Exactly.
And I'm probably going to do some partner yoga.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to do a backbend myself.
right next to him. Make a bridge. See if you can start something. The whole place will be a tunnel.
Yeah. So I guess the answer to this question is do a backbend.
Backbend. BB. I just want that to be our eternal answer. Have you done a backbend
yet? Have you done a backbend? Because clearly you're not.
Clearly your heart chakra is closed. I hope that that was a great answer to your awesome question.
No, that was a great answer. Do you want another question?
I like how we convince ourselves. Thank you for that mirror reflection guarantee back.
You're welcome.
Guaranteed. Yeah, you're going to get a questionably awesome answer.
Here it is.
Here it is. Hey, can you do an accent for me really quick?
Yeah, anything? Which one?
What's your favorite this morning? Do they rotate? If you could ask the next question in an accent, that'd be great.
Okay. This question comes from @_Kelsey_Thomas_3_.
Wow, that's a lot of underscores.
Lot of underscores. What's the best way to ramp up energy and keep showing up being high vibe?
First of all, I loved that. Second of all, really made my day. I need a spot of tea. Just a spot.
A little bit.
A little. Oh, I'm full. Just the smell of herbal tea.
The smell does enough for me.
I'm done. All right. Real quick, refresh.
Yeah. Refresh.
Refresh me on the question.
Oh, what's the best way to ramp up energy and keep showing up being high vibe?
Oh, I mean, probably, let's see here. Best way to ramp up energy.
Yeah.
Well, we're physical. We are spiritual beings in a physical body. So I really believe that in order to start shaking up that vessel, you got to shake up the vessel. Like, literally. I do think movement is a great way to ramp up energy. If you're stagnant, think about it, you guys. Like, are you a pond or are you a river? Ponds are murky. We talked about this. We're going back to the pond analogy.
Yep.
Or a river is flowing. Like, it's true. The river is clean.
Yeah.
The river is like some of the cleanest water, obviously, if it's not, you know, people aren't pouring bleach into it or something terrible.
Yeah.
But a river's the cleanest water because it's moving. It's constantly just, you know, in flow, literally.
Yeah.
So if you think of that, a pond is stagnant, you have to move your body. So if you're feeling like you're not moving a lot or you're, you know, you're not exercising at all or taking walks, I can guarantee you're probably taking trips to Funky Town on the reg.
So
you have to literally be moving a lot. Like, move your body, go for walks, take new classes. It's one of the best things that you can do.
Yes.
But the best, another amazing practice of ramping up your energy, be around other high vibe people. And then just freaking, like, I almost dropped the F-bomb in a major way there. Just choose. Like, we talked so much about this in our mastermind this last week, because we talked about how you just have to keep choosing, and it's one of the hardest things you'll ever do. But you have to say, does my vibration match my soul goal? Like, does my vibration match my goal? Because if it doesn't, I'm not calling it in. And honestly, you kind of need to. We brought someone in who talked a lot about this, who was just like all about really matching the energy and vibration of your goals. And she's like, I got to be honest, if you really want to make this work, you have to be in that vibration 90% of the time.
Dang.
It is, you have to be so responsible for your energy. And I'm just laying it out there because it is the truth. Anytime I've ever gotten to my goals, it is because I have been so crazy responsible for how I feel around the goal.
Yeah.
I pick my battles. I have to let go of things really quickly. And then I have to go and match whatever that vibration is. So it's like, I know the vibration of my goal is gratitude. It's joy. Mm-hmm. It's peace. So whatever I can do to cling on to those, you better believe I'm taking sometimes like 3 walks a day, whether it's around your corporate office building or whether it's around your house or whether you go and you turn on great music. But mind your energy. And everything will flow to you if you can figure that shit out.
Amen. So,
aid to the men.
That's on Oprah's podcast.
Yeah.
India Ari was on there and she said, you are your self-worth, which I think that's so true.
Oof, that's good.
It's all up to you.
Yeah. It's all up to you. And if we're trying to think it's someone else or blame someone else, we're the ones in the way. I always think that. I'm like, Lori, you're amazing, but you're in the way right now. So, get out the way.
Get out the way.
You know, play that song.
That's a good way to
move.
Get out the way.
Get out the way. Get out the way.
Wow. That's okay. So we are definitely from the middle of the country. Okay.
Yep. You're welcome.
But go download that song.
Yeah. Go buy it now. It's on iTunes.
iTunes. I think it's called Move, Get Out the Way. What's another question?
Ooh, there's so many here. Okay.
Close your eyes and point.
Okay.
Or just take one that feels really good to you.
Oh, this is kind of a cool one. You talk about, okay, from at June, J. Rack Trimpy.
Wow, it sounds like a beautiful dinosaur.
It is a beautiful dinosaur. A majestic one.
Unicorn dinosaur.
They ask about your morning routine. Do you still do it when you travel? I think you have a really good morning routine.
Yeah, my morning routine is pretty good. And sometimes I, excuse me, that was like Tyrannosaurus Rex voice.
Oh, I like
sometimes
it.
Sometimes I travel. Sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't, to be honest. If I'm traveling a lot, I know I have to take care of myself or I get really mean.
Yeah.
Oh, mean kitty. I don't call myself that. That is weird. Yeah. So sometimes I guess I would call myself that though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a pants.
If it's long trips, I totally will. Mm-hmm. But other times, you know, sometimes my morning routine is like, I'm going to get out for a walk right away, like in this new place. And that can be like a moving meditation and gratitude. But something I always try to do when I'm on the road is just get really, really grateful in the morning. I do try to still eat really healthy. I do attempt to meditate. I probably meditate like one out of every 3 or 4 days when I'm on the road, to be honest, because it's just kind of hard to settle in. So I think if you've got a solid routine at home, you can find different things that are versions of that. So you actually get out of the like routine. Because when I'm away, that's kind of what I want to be doing is getting out of my routine. So like when we were in Hawaii, I think we meditated once out of like the 4 or 5 days. But what we would do is get up and go for a walk right away and just get really grateful and be like, whoa, look at the scenery and just really appreciate things.
Right.
So as long as you have something that just makes you feel good in the morning, I think it's good to break up routine.
I agree. Is there something even in these big, really, like you're in a really busy season right now. Was there something that grounds you in particular?
Reading, prayer, our mantra. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I wake up feeling a little funky. Like to be honest, I didn't drink at all through this whole thing. And then I had some cocktails last night and I feel them right now.
Yeah.
So I woke up feeling like a little like, and I'm like, what are you feeling that way for? Yeah. So I said a little prayer and I read a little bit of my book and then I invite an Evans over and then I'm completely set. So I don't know. Listen to us. That's what I think.
Yeah. I think you should go through all of the Questionably Awesome episodes from one.
From one.
And get to this point.
This is your new morning routine. Welcome, everyone. I don't know how this is going to affect you long term. I'll do some studies on it later.
You're in a study right now.
You're in a study. You're in a double blind study. You don't even know it. I'm watching you. So there's that. You know, I always like to know if there's any wisdom that's coming through for you from your gut.
Yeah, I think my wisdom is that it's okay to pause and you don't have to have it all figured out.
Never.
You're just never going to have it figured out.
I don't think it's ever. Can we just say
you're never going to do it?
It's never figured out. Like there are parts of, so right now there are parts of your life that are getting figured out. Like you found an amazing man. You're getting married. You like
crazy
are living in California.
What?
I feel like you've got a great yoga practice. I feel like you're a super happy person, but there's parts where you're like, what the actual F?
Right. Can we just talk about that?
Yeah. Tell me about it, Mad Kitty.
You know, sometimes when you're so weird, you know what I did the other night?
Do tell.
Have you ever done a good shower cry?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I sang and then I let out a good cry. It felt really good.
So at the root of it, I mean, I don't know if it's the time or the place because we don't have that much time for this question, but what's the root? Like, what's the root cause?
I think not feeling stable.
Well.
Yeah. I mean, I feel mentally stable.
Yeah. I don't usually. So you got that going. There's another plus on the chalkboard.
Yeah.
You can't use chalkboards in showers though.
No, that would be terrible.
Yeah.
It wouldn't stay on.
Be interesting. so I just think that life is so uncertain.
Yeah.
So the more, I think you need to make up a mantra about embracing uncertainty.
I think I do too.
Yeah. Maybe a tattoo as well. And I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
I wish I was, but I'm not, because I think that you literally need to embody like the embrace the fact that uncertainty, while so freaking scary, it's what brings like newness into our life and helps us grow. Because if everything were certain and like, yeah, this is lock solid, yeah, even your relationship, you don't work anymore.
Yeah.
You don't try.
That would be so boring.
It would be. And like, we are attached to something so much bigger than us. We're connected to God or universe or whatever you believe, mm-hmm, which means you have the power to get through everything and you're always safe, loved, and protected, like no matter what. Always.
That was amazing.
Oh, this is just what it's literally what I'm always telling myself too. Yeah, go read my post from yesterday. That's a little soul love
for
you.
Consider it done.
Yeah, because I was writing from that place of like change and uncertainty.
You were?
Oh, yeah. So we're downloading together.
Thank you, Lori.
Yeah. You're welcome. All right. Well, we'll be uncertain together. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Feels just awesome.
It's part of that mountain climb.
Mountain climbing.
Here we go through that river.
Get your picks. Through the what
the
was it?
River.
What was the river we made up? Boba?
No. Boba?
Babu? I don't know, you guys.
Bobber? Bobbing?
Get out while you can.
Yeah.
So we are sending you some love today. On this final note, I am going to tell you guys that I learned, and this is not really actually true, but this is what it's for real called. So you know that wisdom's about to come right now when I start like that. What is a flock of unicorns called?
What?
A blessing.
Oh my.
We'll leave it at that. Have an amazing day. Evans, always a pleasure.
Always, the pleasure's all mine.
Over and out. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.